And I mean, honestly, if it's game over music, we're not even going to hear
No, you're right.
that.
We're definitely going to get through all 50 levels of this game. We're going to get to like level 3. All right, hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 218.
This is a podcast where two drunken astrologists play retro games for your amusement. I am astrologist number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am astrologist number two. My name is Earl. And this week we're going to be, I don't know if we're going to be taking control of an astrologist or
not necessarily.
We're going into an astrology laden world.
Yes.
as we play Solomon's Key on the NES, which should be pretty sweet. But
we'll see what happens.
But before we get to Solomon's Key, how's it going this week, Drake?
It's going good. You know, we haven't recorded now for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I know we missed a week, and I've lapsed on getting episodes out, and I apologize, Revelers. But
everyone just know you can blame Earl. Yep. And when this happens, you know, just tweet at him like ad nauseum.
Yeah, just like, you fucker.
Make him do it.
Yeah, make me do it.
He doesn't listen to me. Maybe he'll listen to Revelers.
I listen to you. I just don't do what you say.
Fair enough. But otherwise, yeah, I'm doing good.
This is a special week, Revelers. This is the very last episode that Jurek will be a single man on. How does that make you feel, Jurek? He's getting married in a week, Revelers. 1 week from today.
So yeah, there will probably also then be another week where there's not an episode because I'm getting married, so we're not going to record.
Yep. But that's okay.
But it makes me feel good.
Yeah?
Can't wait to get married.
Are you nervous? I mean, are you like,
he rolls her eyes.
Do I have to be on like runaway watch? Like, am I going to have to go find you at some seedy motel?
I'm not going to run away. Okay. I'm not going to disappear. I'm not going to pull a Chandler.
Okay. That's, I actually have been just rewatching Friends and I just finished all that stuff. And so I was like, oh God. Yeah. Do I like Chandler runs away?
Season 7.
Actually, I'm in 8 now, but
right.
Yeah. But yeah, so this is it, Jurek. Is there anything you want to tell the Revelers as a single man that you won't be able to tell them as a married man? I don't know what that would be. I don't know. I just, this is a big, this is monumentous, you know?
I know. It's big stuff, man, but
it is.
It's going to be awesome. I mean, it's
not the wedding you imagined, but
what was originally planned, but you know, very little is what was originally planned.
That's
this
right.
Year.
COVID throws everything off. 2020. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But this will be your anniversary year. Cool.
It'll always at least, be easy to remember how many years we've been married.
Oh yeah.
Because it's on a zero year. So it's just always, you know, in 2024 we'll have been married for 4 years.
Well planned, Jurek. Well planned.
Yeah.
Nice.
That wasn't necessarily part of the plan, but yeah, I definitely never have an excuse in the future from like, oh, it's our, you know, so and so wedding anniversary. And she's like, we've been married for 22 years.
Right.
21.
Right.
She's going to be the one that forgets anyway. She never remembers any of our previous anniversary or anything.
I don't know if you can hear it, Revelers, but I can hear Abby giggling over at the table over there. So.
No, she just shook her head.
Oh, she just shook her head.
I'll never remember.
Well, cool.
We're getting ready for that. Did a little camping last week.
Nice.
So went up to like the Boundary Waters. We were so close. It's like, do we just walk to Canada and just like
just keep try on
to
going
live there? Because I think they're in better shape than America.
I'm really,
or at least just hang out there until like after November 3rd, so we see what happens, and then we make a decision.
Right,
come back, we stay.
Right. How long does it take to get Canadian citizenship? That's the real question.
I think a long time.
Yeah, probably. But
I think you have to have a job or like skill sets that appeal to them.
Well, they probably need more theater makers. So maybe I'll go up there and
maybe in the future they'll need X-ray.
I'm sure people. They will. I mean, they'll need a bunch of people to take X-rays for free for people because their fucking healthcare system's amazing because in you can Canada. Just
go to the hospital and like, get treated. Not go broke.
Yeah, like, God. What
you
a,
can have cancer and not have to debate whether or not to let yourself die or go broke.
Right.
Those are your options.
Those are your options. Well, cool.
But yeah, so that's how I'm doing. How you doing, man?
I'm good. We had one night of riots again. Yeah. I mean, not quite as intense as a few months ago.
It was very condensed in one little spot.
Yeah, but
like it was like the Nicollet Mall area,
which is pretty much my neighborhood. I mean, it's close. It's like right next door to me. I was pretty nervous. I actually didn't even know anything was going on until my phone beeped at me and said, "We're under a curfew." I mean, an immediate curfew. And I was like, "What? Why are we under curfew again?" And sure enough, people are looting the shit out of downtown. Like, I don't know, but. Yeah, Nicollet is only like four blocks up from me, maybe five. Like it's right there. I don't know, but and then downtown's a few more blocks down. But
right.
But I don't know. I had heard rumors that they were moving like after downtown, they were moving to uptown and so I was worried about my theater like because we just put in like we just put in these window displays, these big art pieces in our lobby windows, because like if we can't do theater, we're gonna do something that's like theater adjacent. So we like had some of our designers and stuff do these art projects in the windows, and so like literally a week ago we just like made our windows the brightest, most lit up things in the city. I mean, maybe not in the city, but like, so I was like, oh, good, here's a big targets for everybody. Just why don't you ride in uptown, and here's a brightly lit windows for you to break. Go for it. But luckily, there was no damage, and there was damage in uptown. The AT&T store got looted again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then they burned down a Tires Plus or something. But
what is with burning down the auto store?
I don't know. Isn't
that kind of where it all started the first time? Was like an AutoZone.
It was at AutoZone. Yep. That and there was like that white supremacist guy,
who the
Umbrella Man, as he's known as. If you want to read about that, Revelers, look up the Umbrella Man in the Minneapolis riots that happened just a few months ago. You'll find out he's a piece of shit. He basically started the whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, besides the brief riot we had the other night, which like, I don't know what a world we live in where it's just like, oh yeah, we just had another riot. No big deal. But besides that, I'm doing well. I don't know. Good deal. We got to do those window displays at work. So like, I've been like real, that's why an episode hasn't come out for a little while.
I was
really busy and it was good. It was good to have we didn't have a huge crew working on things, but like there were people in the building there, you know, we were being very safe about everything. There's rules, you know, this whole document of rules that we have that everybody has to follow. And I don't know. And one person did get sick. Turns out it wasn't COVID, but we learned what to do when somebody gets sick, and
turns out sometimes people still just get regular
colds. Like he just had a really bad cold, you know. So
yep.
Or the flu or something, but it was not COVID. He got tested, so that was good. Anyway, so yeah, I'm good. But this week, Jurek, we are going to be playing. Oh, wait a minute! Holy shit! I almost went on to our three questions there, Jurek. Have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. I started again playing Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
That's the second one, yeah?
That's the second one.
And if I remember correctly, you did not like it as much as the first one, right?
Correct, but I still really enjoy it.
Okay.
It's still a fantastic game. And I think I like it more. Well, My main problem the first time through is the game had some issues.
Oh, like performance issues? Some
performance issues where you're because this one, even more so than the first, and the first one was largely, you know, movement plays such a big role, and smoothly moving from thing to thing, you know, and you jump here, you double jump, and then you bash off this thing, and you bash off this enemy, and then you jump here, and you go there.
And it's so fucking satisfying. And it's so satisfying. Yeah.
You string stuff together, and you're like, you haven't touched the ground in like a minute and a half.
Yeah, it's fucking sweet. You've been
doing all this crazy shit, and this one has it even more so. But there were problems the first time I played it where, you know, I'm doing all this sweet stuff, and then the game just would keep like stuttering.
Oh,
but it just ruins that smooth, buttery flow.
Have they fixed that though since? Yes. Okay.
At least it seems like on mine, it is definitely not happened to me.
I mean,
the end of the game.
Did you download a patch or anything? Or
I think a patch probably downloaded at some point.
Yeah.
Automatically.
Right. What as a guy who's more tuned into the Xbox world than I am, what do you think the odds are of that one coming to the Switch?
I would assume it would at some point.
I would also like to think that, but
it's, you know, if the first one did, I would think this one will eventually.
Yeah.
I think Microsoft is willing to play ball with Nintendo more so than they are with Sony.
With Sony, yeah.
But
and it seems like, yeah, and or even
more so, rather, maybe Sony doesn't. I mean, Microsoft also owns, you know, Minecraft, and
that's on everything.
Let that be on everything.
Yeah. So. Well, it would be stupid of them not to put it on
everything. Right, because it was on everything before they paid $2 billion for it.
Right. Wow, really? $2 billion for
it
Minecraft?
It was something like that. The creator, Minecraft was basically made by like one guy.
Yeah.
And then he brought on a team of other people, but it was still a very small company. And then Microsoft bought it. I mean, that guy is set for, like, that guy can spend all the money he wants at all times and never have to worry
about it. Right. I remember like years ago when I first, when do you think Minecraft came out? I guess
I don't even know.
Like, do you think it was after 2010?
Yeah,
maybe right around there. Like, so yeah. I remember being this was long ago when I worked at the History Theater in St. Paul. But my coworkers were talking about this game where everything was a cube, but it was only on computer. Like, it was not on nothing else. And like, I don't think it was called Minecraft, but it was Minecraft. Like, and I remember downloading it and trying it, 'cause they were fucking obsessed with it. But, but I just never really got into it, but it was all about mining stuff from cubes and building stuff from cubes. I think it was an early version of Minecraft, but
could have been,
yeah. Or some kind of copy, but I think it was before Minecraft was really popular. So I don't know. But yeah. Anyway, so Ori.
Anyways,
sorry.
I'm playing Ori.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. It's just such a good game. The gameplay is great. The art style is amazing. The music is fantastic. It makes you happy and it makes you extremely sad at times.
Like the first story where you're like bawling like a baby.
Yeah,
in the
this
first
one,
2 minutes.
This one takes a little longer before you get really upset and sad.
Okay.
Like, you know, 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
Some really emotional shit goes down, but it's not like, okay, this game, I barely even played. It's 5 minutes into the game and I'm crying.
Yep. Oh, great.
This one at least waits for about 2 or 3 hours and then you're crying.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm close to the, I'm at the point now where I just kind of got to go around and clean up.
Get the rest
get
of
all,
the stuff.
Get my max health and energy and everything, and then head to the final area.
Excellent. Cool.
Yeah.
How's
Smash?
Smash is great. I've been playing a lot of Wolf lately. Wolf has been fun for me. Like, at first, I used to try out Wolf, and he was no fun, but I don't know. Suddenly, I'm having fun playing him, so I've been playing him a lot. And I'm like, now I'm like right on the cusp of Elite Smash with him, so that's pretty fun. But I don't know. But yeah, Smash is, you know, it is what it is. But
yeah.
I also...
I just always assume you're playing
Smash. I'm playing Smash.
Like, I mean, will there ever be a week where you're just like, oh yeah, I haven't played Smash once this week?
Probably not for some time. Like, I'm really into it. And like, when the time comes, like, I've been to one in-person tournament in my Smash career, if you will. Once things have settled down and we can have in-person tournaments again, I think I'm going to start going to them like regularly. I'm into it and I like it. I don't know. But also I did what I said I would do last time and I beat Paper Mario.
Okay. Good job.
Yep. Which honestly I was like, when was the last time I actually completed a game? Because like I play video games constantly, but like there's no beating Smash, you know, like
you played like Dragon Quest.
Yeah, but
you just stopped playing.
I just kind of stopped playing. I don't know. It's just so daunting. There's like, I'm only 25 or 30 hours in and there's like 80 to 100 hours of gameplay. Yep. It's like, I can't, I don't know. I don't have that kind of
commitment. I know. When I was younger, those were the types of games where I was like, yes. Oh man, 100 hours of gameplay? This is going to be sweet. And now it's like, oh my God, like 40 hours of gameplay? I don't want
to play this. I think I have 30 or 35 in Paper Mario, and that was perfect. You know, like I beat it. It's a great game. I would highly recommend everyone play Paper Mario the Origami King.
Assume you bought that digitally.
I bought it digitally, yep. But yeah, I got 30, 35 hours out of it. Oh my God, what? What just happened?
We got disconnected a little while ago.
Oh, okay. My TV all of a sudden was shutting off, and I think it's because we haven't pushed any buttons in a while.
Yeah, but I don't know. And all of a sudden, it disconnected me from you.
Interesting. Okay.
A little while ago.
Oh, yeah. I'm now playing offline. Two controllers are connected, and I can't control anything.
But yeah, Paper Mario was good. You enjoyed it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Immensely. There was one scene, like literally, like I was in tears. It was so emotional. It was
sad or hilarious?
Because it was sad. It was like, okay. It was sad, but what it really was moving. Like it, I was just like, oh my God, they're going to do this. Oh, they're going to do it. Yep. There it is. And like, I couldn't even believe it. Like, it has to do with a small side character who's part of your party for a little bit, and I don't know. I
don't spoil it.
Well, that's it. But that's all I'll say. Yeah. But and then the end is also very sad. Like, yeah, I won't say anything. But I mean, and it's not. It's like a happy ending, but also sad. You know, the last. I will say the last boss fight in Paper Mario it's one of those boss fights that just keeps on going. It was just like, okay, really? I got to do one more thing now. Oh, okay. Now I got to do one more thing. Like, all right, fine. Like it's the last boss fight. Like I was, when I started playing the end, I was at the very beginning of the last castle and it took me like 2 hours to get through the whole thing. Like, but that was also with dying several times on the last boss, which honestly I died maybe once or maybe twice, like throughout the rest of the whole game. Yeah. But, and there's a cool feature in it where you can get an extra life that you carry with you. But you can only ever carry one at a time. And so like, if you die, then it's just like, you know, your extra life kicks in and you're back to normal and full health.
Right.
But that only happens once and you can't get, like, if you're in the middle of a dungeon, you can't go get another one until you're out of the dungeon. So, yeah. And I used my extra life, on the very first battle of the last boss fight, and there's like five different battles or something. Like, I don't know. And some of them are kind of short, but it still just like kept on going. And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. But I don't know. Paper Mario, I really enjoyed it. Like, I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
But We'll see.
I don't know. The battle system does take a little getting used to. And honestly, I think in the last castle, I don't think I solved a single battle puzzle the entire time. Like, because what you do is, like, when you start battle, you have to either line the guys up in a straight line,
yeah,
or in a cube, like four squares, like together, like in a square. And there's two chunks that you have to do, and it's like those end ones are hard. Like, but they do. There is a cool, like, it, had I thought about it previously, you can go train for that stuff. There is like a training room that will allow you to practice all the different battle configurations and figure them out. But I didn't do that. I was just like, fuck it. Like, and honestly, I didn't need to, you know, like you, they're still easy. Like,
yeah.
Cause you get them. If you don't solve the puzzle, you still have them mostly lined up correctly. So like usually there's only like one or two guys left after you didn't solve the puzzle anyway. But anyway, but yeah, so Paper Mario, very fun. But this week, Jurik, we are, wait, there we go. Down the old there pipe. This week we're going to be playing Solomon's Key on the NES. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions here?
We should.
Let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurik does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurik?
We'll see.
All right. Well, here we go. Solomon's Key, NES, question number one. In this game, instead of trying to get a high score, you're trying to get a high what?
Game deviation value? GDV?
A GDV. That is correct, Jurik. A game deviation value. So it will, if you get a game over, it will show you your GDV. And the instruction manual says, ability estimation in terms of only score has fallen behind the times. So they've decided to use the game deviation value instead of just getting a high score for things. I think what they mean by this is like to get your GDV, but they get it by analyzing different things you do in the game. So like if you make a lot of blocks or you kill a lot of enemies or get a lot of items, then your GDV will be higher. However, those are all just guesses because even as of today, nobody knows how GDV is actually determined. Even even with data mining and stuff, nobody can figure it out. So I thought that was kind of interesting. But okay, one for one here, Jurik. Nice on Solomon's Key.
Yeah, man.
All right, here we go. Question number two. In the 80s, many arcade games could be beaten by buying the win, as they say, by just pumping quarter after quarter into the machine. You know, you keep continuing. That, like, that's how we used to beat, like, X-Men and stuff. You just fucking keep putting quarters in. You basically buy your win. But why can you not buy your win in the arcade version of Solomon's Key?
Why can you not buy your win?
You can't buy your win. Yep.
I don't know. I mean, if you get a game over, you don't get a chance to continue. It just takes you back to the beginning, or
here. I'm gonna give you a. That's a win lose, I guess. I mean, you're sort of right. So the you can't buy your win because the game won't let you continue after level 31. So before level 31, you can keep pumping in quarters, but after level 31, you have to make it on one continue. So you have to beat the last like 20 or so levels, like 19, I think. I think there's 50 levels. But you have to beat the last 20 or so levels on one quarter. And honestly, that just seems silly to me, like by the developers. Like, why wouldn't they want you to keep pumping quarters into it? You know, like, and
like poor planning.
And even in the NES version, like there's a code you needed to input on the GDV screen in order to continue. And you can keep putting in that code, but the code won't work after level 41 on the NES version. So like these developers were just fucking sadistic. They like did not want you to beat the game, I guess. I don't
know. Rude.
Rude. Okay, I'm going to give you 0.5 on that one because you were like half right but didn't quite have the details.
Okay.
Okay, so 1.5 out of 2 so far, Drake. Here we go. Question number 3. What other Tecmo character makes a cameo in Solomon's Key on the NES?
God. What other
I'll give you a hint.
Have we played this game?
We have not played this game, but it is on the Nintendo Switch NES Online app. It's one of the games.
I don't have control though. I can't scroll through here.
It's one of these games. I'm just gonna keep scrolling up. I'm not gonna tell you which game or anything, but
obviously. Like, is it a major character?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But we haven't played it.
We haven't played
it. Rygar.
No.
It could be.
I can hear mine go, and then there's like a slight delay that yours
and
go.
Then you hear mine.
Yeah. All right, but I'm done scrolling through.
All right. Interesting. Is it that guy right there?
Which guy?
To the right. Oh, Mighty Bomb Jack.
God damn it. That is correct. I stopped right on the screen. I wasn't supposed to. I meant to stop like down here. Oh fuck.
I mean, that's obviously what I was kind of thinking, because the other Tecmo games I saw scroll, I asked if it was a game we played because the first thing that popped into my head was Rygar.
Yeah. Which is another Tecmo game.
Then the other thing I saw was Ninja Gaiden, but that's probably not Ryu Hayabusa.
Right. But yes, Mighty Bomb Jack is the answer. So you can find him in 2 levels in Solomon's Key, and he can only be accessed in each level by hitting a certain block 11 times with your head. Like, who would ever have figured that out? And like, when he appears, so you hit this block 11 times. I watched a video to see what he did, because the things I read didn't really tell me what he did in the game, but I watched a video, and so like when you hit this block 11 times, Mighty Bomb Jack pops out of the block, and he like starts floating around the screen, and then if you basically get him like an item, and when you get him, every enemy on the screen turns into a fairy, and if you collect 10 fairies, you get an extra life. So like it's pretty good to get the Mighty Bomb Jack, but yeah. Mighty Bomb Jack makes a cameo in Solomon's Key. So, kind of interesting.
All right.
But, okay, you were 1.5 out of 3 this week, Drake. Not
2.5.
No.
Because I got the last
one. Oh, yeah, you got Mighty Bomb Jack cheated. Or I didn't mean to cheat, but I left it on the wrong thing. I should have gone up here. I should have been like this. I should have just left it right there. Right on Rygar. But, alas, I did not. I don't even know what game we're playing. Solomon's Key.
Solomon's Key.
Here it is. Okay. Jurik, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Solomon's Key on the NES?
I sure do. Solomon's Key was released in 1986 in the arcades and in Japan on the NES, but in 1987 for North America. It's developed and published by Tecmo. The game is designed by Michitaka Tsuruta.
Okay. Do we know what he did? Or she? I
sure
don't know.
Nope. No idea.
That's fair.
I also don't know who composed the very limited music that is apparently in this game.
It is super limited, but should we listen to some of it right now?
Yes, we should.
All right. And we're back. Yeah, it's super limited. There's
apparently like five songs.
Well, there's like three actual songs that are sort of songs. The last thing we just listened to was the Time's Almost Up music, which is it's actually the best music, I think, but it's super repetitive. It just goes over and over. Yep. But there's only
turns into the music from like Lolo.
Yeah,
it's so repetitive. You want to kill yourself?
You're on the brink of insanity or whatever.
Like, torture should just be putting somebody in their room and making them listen to one song from Adventures of Lolo over and over and over.
But it is like Lolo in that there is like basically there's one song that plays while you play the game. There's a bonus level. There's a different tune for the bonus levels, and there is a different tune when your time is almost up. But other than that, it's pretty much all the same. So, what else you got?
So this is it's like a puzzle game where you're playing as a sorcerer named Dana.
The Mighty Dana. I find that that's so, I don't know. The only, like, we have a good buddy named Dana, and like, so I always think of him when I hear the name Dana, and like our buddy Dana, while he's a big dude and probably could be formidable in a fight. He's the biggest teddy bear I've ever met in my life. So like, you know, I don't really, the name Dana to me is not that threatening.
It's not a mighty name.
Yeah.
So you're I guess sent to retrieve Solomon's key in order to restore the world to light from the demons that were accidentally released.
Yeah. So like some, okay. So I read about the story.
I'm unclear of what the,
okay. So
how they were accidentally released.
So long ago, Solomon, this wizard, imprisoned all the evil in the world, all the demons and the evil, which were running rampant. And he imprisoned them in this book, called Solomon's Key. And then many years, and the book was hidden, of course, you know, but then many years later, this other guy, I can't remember his name, he wanted to find the book, and he did. And of course, like a dummy, he opened the book, which released all the demons again. And when that happened, the king of Lakara, or I can't remember what the world is called, the fairy world, or it's like, Lakara or something like that. I don't know what it is, but when he did that, the king asked the magician Dana to take care of the to take care of the problem, and Dana accepted the mission, and so that's why you're doing what you're doing. You're trying to reseal all
some the idiot opened a book he shouldn't have opened. It's just like the fucking mummy.
Yep, exactly. In fact, I think the mummy is based on Solomon's Key.
Sounds right.
They just took some artistic liberties and made it set in Egypt and like
it's essentially, you know, it's a puzzle game. You're trying to get through, like I think Earl said before, there's 50 rooms or 50 main rooms, and there's a bunch of bonus rooms and stuff kind of.
Yeah.
But
there's either
room, essentially you try to get through, find a key to get to the next room.
Yeah, I think there might actually be 48 levels, but
I think there's 49.
Oh, okay.
Because there's 48 regular levels or whatnot, and then a final level or whatever that you have. Because there's essentially, it's split up, it sounded like, into groups. There's four levels for each of the 12 zodiacs.
Yeah, and that is different than in the arcade. They changed that for the NES version. But yeah, every four levels you can get to a bonus level by finding the zodiac piece in the level.
So there's like 12 bonus levels or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, essentially you have like a wand, you can make blocks and destroy blocks.
Holy shit. And breaking news that I just got on my phone. Chadwick Boseman, who played the Black Panther, died at age 43.
What?
Yeah. That's what Twitter just told me. Holy shit. Wow.
What?
A 4-year fight with colon cancer.
Colon cancer.
Wow.
Jesus.
All right. Sorry to interrupt the show for that, but I feel like that was necessary.
I was very much looking forward to Black Panther 2.
Yeah. Wow, unfortunate. May now,
I guess, not happen or something.
Or they recast him, but like, I don't.
He can't. He was so perfect.
Yeah. Wow, that is unfortunate. All our love to the Bozeman family. And,
yeah.
Wow. Wow. Oof. I'm sorry to interrupt the show for that, but that was.
No, that's.
That's crazy.
Nice. That sucks.
And not.
Wakanda forever, man. Not,
yeah, Wakanda forever. Shit. Wow. Anyway, back to Solomon's Key, I guess. Wow. Weird.
That is.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how to recover from that.
Right. Well, do we need to take a break? Do we need to take a break? I don't know. I don't think so. We're good. Okay. What else do you have on Solomon's Key?
I mean, that was pretty much it.
Okay.
We'll discuss, you know, gameplay and how it's played kind of more so as we're playing it. But yeah, you can make blocks, you destroy blocks. I don't know. It's all a puzzle to maneuver your way through a level, avoid enemies, or kill enemies, and find a key to open a door to the next
level. To the next level. Yeah. But each level you're trying to get a key. Yep. I don't know. And it's pretty hard. And you can also fuck yourself by like putting blocks where you're not supposed to, and then you can't get rid of them, and then you can't win. Like, this game is actually incredibly difficult. But
yeah, I imagine so. Like, I we talked before this. I've never played this one. I have played Solomon's Key 2, which in North America is called Fire and Ice.
And yes.
I definitely remember times in that where it's like, oh, I
trapped myself in a corner. Yeah. Yeah,
I've done something that is preventing me from winning.
Yeah, Fire and Ice is one of those like really expensive NES games. It's one of the most rare ones.
Yeah, I played it. I'm pretty sure I played it on an emulator.
Okay,
I got real into.
I was gonna say like if you have that cartridge trick, that's
certainly not. I don't think if we ever did, I definitely don't have it anymore.
Right,
I feel 99% confident that I played that on my computer.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, should we get to the game here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. I think we better take a shot first, though.
Definitely.
And Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes,
so
please.
If you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. And I think this one should be for Chadwick.
For Chadwick.
Cilantro. Ooh. I didn't know how to interrupt my normal, like what I normally say, while also saying this one should be for Chadwick
Boseman. Yeah.
That is so sad. I can't believe that. That's,
I know.
I didn't even know he had cancer. And 4 years ago, like,
these are things sometimes you never know. Like, I didn't know.
When did Black Panther come out? Like, probably 4 years ago. I don't know.
Could be.
Like, I don't know. Anyway, wow, that's crazy. And
that happens all the time. You just sometimes they don't want everyone. I didn't know Alan Rickman was sick until all of a sudden he was dead.
Yeah, that's true. Well, rest in peace, Chadwick. You brought us some great films. So, Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever.
All right. Well, let's play some Solomon's Key here. In honor of Chadwick Boseman. Yikes. I feel like we should be playing, like, I don't know what game is similar, like, on NES to
to Black Panther.
To Black Panther, but there's got to be something. I don't know.
Does there?
Are you playing? Or am I playing?
You're playing.
No, actually, nobody's playing. Okay.
Oh, nobody's playing.
Yeah, that was the demo.
No, you play first.
Okay, I'll play first. Here we go. We're at Shrine Taurus or something. Is that the first... like in the order of why isn't it? Oh, there we go. Okay. Wait, I got to figure out what I'm doing here.
There's only two buttons.
I know, but and up is jump. That is so infuriating.
Oh, yes. Okay. Up is jump.
Oh, okay. I killed that enemy. Whoops. Here we go. Oh my God. Up is jump. Okay. Here, this is like the tough part. Like, how do I do this? Now, can I? I'm trying to make it so I can get all of these blocks. There we go. Boom. Got that one. Whoops.
Why?
So I can see what's in them.
Oh, there's stuff in them.
Yeah, yeah, there's stuff in them.
This is Taurus is not the...
Yeah, isn't that Taurus?
I mean, yes, I'm just saying, is that what we're starting with?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, Taurus is not the, like, first of the...
Of the like, signs.
Signs, if you go in order, like, you know, beginning of the year or whatever.
Right. Okay, we're doing it here. I got the key. I got Solomon's key. There's a fairy there. I have to get her. There was no enemies in this level. Got her.
Well, I mean, they got to start you off.
We did it.
Start you off a little easy.
Thank you, Dana. You released this room. Try next room. Okay, now I have to figure out how do we do this again? Here we go. Okay. Okay, it should be you now.
Okay.
Here we go. A makes blocks. B, I think, shoots fireballs, but you have a you only have one left, so I would not use that. Oh,
oh God.
Yep.
I bet you I lost.
I don't think so. I think if you're quick, you can win this, but... oh, yeah, there you go. Nice. Okay, right, so right. Drake's like making some stairs for himself. There's like these guys that just keep on coming. They're like these spinny heads. Put a block there. Oh God. You gotta go up and get that key. Oh my God.
I know. I'm running away.
Run away. Yeah, this is definitely like a straight up puzzle game. But it's also like
they just keep
terrifying.
Just keep coming. I don't know what to
here, you gotta make a block. Right there. Like, make one right there. There you go. And now they'll go down. And now get rid of that block and make one to the right. Yeah, right there. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
It was very...
Basically, you got to do this one step at a time. These guys come so quickly.
I know.
There, go. Make a block. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This Solomon's Key is the most intense game.
This does not stop.
Level 2 of Solomon's Key is the hardest level.
Second. They won't stop.
They will stop. You got to just be quick. You got to know what you're doing though. Like
I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, okay, so
that's the problem.
Now you have to make a block 1 2. Yeah, you have to make it on that first gray block and jump up there as soon as you can.
I can't
go.
Jump that high.
Yes, you can. Make a block right there. Go. Now, jump. There you go.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't worry about the bell. Get the key.
Yep.
The
I'm
bell
not worrying will... about. I'm the... not worrying about other things.
Okay, the bell will give you a fairy if you... Like,
I,
you
don't,
can...
I don't...
Oh, you ran out of time!
Oh, I ran out of time! Hang on. Now I figured it out. Well, let me do it again.
Oh, my God. Drake just got fucking wrecked by time.
I hate time.
Okay, but now you know what's up. Oh, and the key is still there, so now you can just run there. Go, go, go. Oh.
Well, I'm just going to wait for these guys.
Yeah, now.
I'm going to follow them.
Oh, man, slowly. I would get that bell if I were you. Like,
no, there's no time for bells.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, can I play level 3?
So easy.
Whoops, I took a capture. Okay. There we go. I took control. Okay, here we go. Level 3. Solomon's Key. Oh, my God.
Good God almighty.
Okay.
This game's impossible.
This game.
No one's ever beaten this.
Ah!
Game, I guarantee you.
Fuck.
You should have made a block to block
it. I know. I tried to make a block to block it. Oh, of course.
Like you were doing it right, I think. Do two of them there or whatever. Now, yeah. Go up.
You can't go too far. Like, there we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Although this is dumb. Like, that's not what I needed to do. Okay, here we go. Jump. Oh my God. Okay, go down here.
Now he's gonna destroy that.
That's though. Okay. There we go.
Do that. There you go.
Okay, now
nailed
what's,
it.
What's
Maybe.
Down here? Why am I in here? What is this little door?
Oh my God. Nothing apparently.
Oh my God. Okay.
This game's just it's so.
Oh my God.
It's like Minecraft.
Ah. Is this? It is. You're dealing with. Oh! I thought. They didn't.
It's just all squares.
Oh, my. Our GDB was 48.
Your GDB is 48.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that. Okay. Doesn't seem good. I don't feel like any score of all time has like 48's never been a good score.
No, 48
in the history of scoring.
In the history of scoring, 48 sucks.
48 has never been considered like winning.
Hang on, I gotta look up at this continue code. Otherwise, we're gonna start all over again, and I don't want to do that.
Well, I mean, we know the beginning now.
But, well, yeah, but let's just replay it if we have to.
Preferable to not do that again. Let's get a higher GDV than 48 because...
Okay, at the game deviation value screen, hold up A and B. I'm doing that. Now do I press start or something? Okay, room 3.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, room 3.
We go. Okay. Weird.
Do it again. You got this. Okay. You got it.
Here we go.
I believe in you, man.
I can do this. Shoots the fireball. Get it there. Yeah, now we're cooking with juice. These guys are scary. How do I get rid of... my God. Nope.
Oh, can you do something like that, though? Like, do that. Now walk to the next one. What's going to happen, though?
Well, if I do that...
They're going to just come right at me.
They're going to come right at me. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to try and go under him again. Oh, God. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We did it.
Oof.
What is this? I got something.
Score.
I
gave you 5,000 points.
Okay, look at this ghost down here, though. He makes me nervous.
Well, ghosts are never a good thing.
Ghosts are never a good thing.
You definitely don't want ghosts.
No, you do not want ghosts.
You don't have to be afraid of no ghost, but...
I got the key, though. Okay, we got Solomon's key.
It's open.
Okay.
It's not Solomon's.
As soon as I do this, go. Okay.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
This is fucking intense. Here, if I put a block there, now he can't come back. Okay.
Protect yourself from that guy. He's going all around the whole entire level. He's coming back for you. He's coming for you.
Oh, my God. Run. Oh, that guy goes faster. This, like, brute down here. There we go. Okay, we trapped him in there. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, my God.
He can break blocks.
He can't be trapped. He cannot be trapped.
Okay. Oh, my.
So you need to...
What do I need to do?
To that other guy. I don't know. I think...
Oh, I need to break the block that this statue's on. I don't know what to do. I do not know what to do.
Down. I think you need to...
Oh, I have no fireballs. How come I have no fireballs? You had fireballs.
You use your fireball? Fireball.
Oh, my God. Oh, look, he moves.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Is that... I'm unclear if that's helpful.
I don't know if that's helpful. Oh! Well, I was trying to make a block down there. Oh, time over. That was time. Okay.
Oh.
All right. This is impossible. This game is fucking impossible.
Well, I mean, it's a puzzle.
All right.
It's all about learning from your mistakes.
Yeah.
Getting a little bit better each time.
That's true.
And then dying immediately.
That's how it's done. Oops. Oh, man. Oh, fuck. These Switch NES controllers are not... the same as the real NES controllers. The D-pad is a little fucked up. Here, I'm gonna give you control. You try out this level. All right.
Here's a free lesson.
Let's see what you got, Jerick. Let's see what you got. I can't believe
nothing.
Chadwick Boseman has died. That is crazy.
Oh, God, I fucked up already. Okay.
I thought we would definitely lose some celebrities to COVID, like when it first started. But this isn't even to COVID.
No. You know? I was very worried about Tom Hanks.
Well, as you should be.
But he's good.
He's fine. I mean, he's America's dad, you know. Like, see what I mean?
I wish he was my dad.
You can stand right on the edge of that block and not get hit. But it has to be precise. Also, okay, when they're on the other side. Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go.
Got it.
Nice.
Nailed it. Get my points.
You got some points. This ghost guy is scary. Although he doesn't really do much. He just floats back and forth.
Yeah.
You got to make your own staircases, though.
I'm concerned about the ghost.
This guy...
I'm concerned about time is what I'm concerned about.
Run. Now go back in there and make a block there so he can't come back and get you. Yeah, right there. Boom. Good trick. You're like a Solomon's Key master right now.
Although we're now at the...
What if you try and make a block on that guy? Will it kill him? Like, oh.
Oh, no. Nope. It sure doesn't. He kills you. Okay, what do I do?
GDB was 47 that time. It was one less.
Oh, man. One less than 48.
Hold up A and B and press start.
Up 8.
It's too late. You obviously did something wrong.
What did I do? I didn't press anything.
I don't know. Well, we're back at room 1.
I didn't press anything. Back at room 1.
Here.
I can breeze through room 1.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's a bad guy in room 1.
Oh, my God, there's a bad guy.
Oh, there was before. Yeah, he was. But if you break the block, he dies. Yeah.
Oh.
There we go.
Is that something we need to know?
But I don't know how we get him on top of a block in that other level. Man, true. this game is tricky. Thank you, Dana. You released this room. Okay, can I try the next one?
Yeah.
Here we go. Swapping. Okay. Let's do this. Room 2. Oh, this is the room that you had some trouble with. I'm going to make one there and see what happens. Okay, they go that way.
They go that way.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay. Yep. You did much better than me.
Oh God. See, when wrong I press way. Down, it goes.
Yeah.
It goes the wrong way. Okay, I got the key. There's a fairy that I want. Gotcha. That was awesome. Okay.
Now, oh my God. It. What are these things?
They're little things. They're spinny statues. They're demons, Jerick. They're fucking
don't care.
Demons.
Oh, they are demons. I don't care for them.
I don't care for them. I do not care for those demons. I don't either. Here, this is it. I'm going to give it back to you. I beat that level.
I don't know what the fuck to do.
Well, I don't know. Do you want me to try?
No, I got it.
Do you? Because no. Both you and I can't. Level 3 is the hardest level in all the
world. Nobody's ever made it further. This is the final level of the game.
This is it. This is the hardest it gets. I couldn't. I watched the video. Oh, this is a bad idea. Oh, my God. Yeah.
That was a terrible
idea. Yeah. Here, can I take a drone? No. Unless you want to. I mean.
No, you do it,
the
man.
The turns are pretty quick, so I don't want to take your turn from you, but.
Okay, so while we're playing this, there is a discussion question. It's maybe not. I mean, I guess it's kind of a question. It'll more be a discussion, just a discussion.
Just a discussion. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, and this is inspired from a podcast that me and Abby have been listening to called "Staying In with Emily and Kumail."
Okay, okay.
Kumail Nanjiani and Emily V. Gordon, his wife. And they had a podcast during the first, like, the beginning of, like, quarantine and everything.
Okay.
So they had a limited edition podcast, essentially.
Okay.
While they were staying at home. But they were talking about how, so apparently birds, you know, some people say, oh, God, these damn birds, you know, they decided to shit all over my car and stuff. But birds do not have sphincter control. So when like shit comes through them, they just poop.
It just goes.
Control over it.
Right.
So they started talking about what if humans were like that?
Oh God.
So this discussion could get a little graphic.
Okay.
But what if humans could not just decide or hold it in and be like, I have to poop, but I can wait until I, you know, get to the toilet. What if when you had to go, it just came out? How would society be different?
Well, there'd be shit everywhere. We would just be used to a smelly, fucking shitty world.
I mean, do you think shit would just be... I mean, we still maybe would have... Do you think we still could have invented, like, diapers?
Diapers?
It would just... Like, diapers would be the number one...
Product.
Industry in the world.
Yeah, okay. But, like... Okay, I mean, are we still, like, I feel like birds poop more than we do. Like,
right.
Are we still on our same poop cycle, you know, where, like, an average person poops once or twice a day?
I guess it would still probably be maybe that it builds up and you're not necessarily pooping, like,
every 10 minutes. Right.
It's just you have no control over it. When it's coming, it's coming.
Well, then diapers for sure are the new hotness, you know, like.
Yep.
But.
And diaper bag designers, like, because you're probably carrying a diaper bag around with you at all times, right?
I guess you'd have to, or unless you just, excuse me, like, maybe Okay, if we're on our same schedule, you know, where it's just once or twice a day, then you maybe would only have a couple. So maybe society would have evolved a little differently where both men and women carry purses. You know, like right. Everybody has a small bag that they have to put diapers in. I somehow got a fireball there, and I don't know how.
Oh, I guess I didn't try to fireball him.
I did fireball, but I accidentally fireballed the wrong guy.
And we
didn't continue again. That's fine.
We have a high GDP of 48.
I think we're there. I don't know. Oh, yeah, we're at
50. Apparently, the third level is unbeatable.
We're at 55 minutes. The third level is unbeatable.
It started you back here, though, still.
Oh, it did. It started.
Oh, and you used your fireball to kill that first guy, apparently.
Yeah, this isn't me.
Oh.
Let's watch how he does it.
Let's see. Yeah.
This is the demo. Okay. I thought it was you. I was like.
Oh, I thought it was. Oh, he just dies.
That's not helpful
at all.
Nope. Yeah, here.
But yeah, do you think society could still have advanced to the point it's at, or would we have been too
poopy,
bogged down by poop?
Too poopy to continue. I don't know. Well, I don't think we'd be bogged down by poop. Like if we evolved exactly, we would have
found other solutions.
Yeah, yeah, we would have found a solution to it for sure. You know, like, yeah, I don't know. Like we're smart. Like if everything is the same except for we poop a lot, then we definitely. Or we poop involuntarily.
Uncontrollably.
Yeah, yeah. We would still be as smart as we are. You know, we just would. Yeah. Diapers.
We would have found something.
Unless the thing we found is like surgically enhanced.
Would we have just made a thing that like colostomy bags?
Yeah, yeah. You know, like
just everybody would have one of those instead. Everyone would just have a surgery where your poop just automatically flows into a bag.
Into a bag, and then you dump your bag once a day.
Dump your bag occasionally. I hadn't thought about that.
I don't know. I think that might be what we do as a intelligent human society.
Right.
You know? I don't know.
Makes sense.
Like, could you imagine though? Like, I don't know. Like the president is giving the State of the Union, and all of a sudden he's like, hold on, guys, I gotta empty my poop bag.
I gotta empty my poop bag. Mr. President has to empty his poop bag while speaking to the nation.
Stand by.
or if they didn't have that, and you're just wearing a diaper, and he just kind of pauses for a second. It's like, he filled his diaper. He
filled his bag. Oh, gross.
I mean, hell, with the way our world's been going, and we have, or our nation at least, we keep voting in these super old people.
This is you now.
That could be how it goes anyways.
Yeah, that is true.
Old people need diapers. And
you know, like what, John F. Kennedy was our youngest president ever, and he was like 40 or something, or like probably 45 maybe. Yeah, like, but you can be 35. Trump's like,
I think, our oldest person to be
Trump is
elected. I think so.
Oh, to be elected. Okay. Okay.
Like he was like in his 70s, and then Biden's also in his 70s. Like, yeah. Why are these old people? Why do you want to do this like super stressful job?
Yeah.
You're like 70.
Can we just have Obama do it until like he doesn't want to anymore? I don't know.
I just don't get why these old people want to keep like being in these high stress situations and these high stress jobs and stuff. Like just retire.
Right.
Normal people retire when they're like 60.
Right.
Stop working when you're 75 years old.
Exactly.
Go home and spend time with your like grandkids and stuff.
I don't know about you, Jerick, but I think I'm ready to be done with Solomon's Key.
Good call. Thank you. I would have just.
Yeah, you were about to just skip Solomon's Key altogether.
Yeah, here we go.
Even though you're not Solomon at all, you're Dana, the greatest.
Well, no,
wizard.
But I'm looking for Solomon.
Make the blocker block. Yeah, there you go. Otherwise, that thing's coming back to get you. Oh my God, run.
Damn it. Okay, well, I killed that
guy. Yeah, you killed that guy. Now go, jump. Oh my God, you did it. Okay, now what do you do? This is impossible. What? Can you press up and get a... Yeah, you can jump. You can jump and break the blocks with your head. Drake, I think you could do it. You could beat level 3.
What am I going to do when I get to this room, though? Not that. Like, yeah, what are these fucking things in here?
Those are dragons.
Like dinosaurs.
Yeah, they're dragons.
There's a fairy, but...
Well, try and make a block in front of them and see what happens. Like, press down and... Oh, God, they just fucking flame it.
Just plow right through it.
Okay, while they're over there... Oh, but he's frozen.
Yeah, apparently that guy's just stuck. I apparently did something that makes it...
Now make one and jump up there. Oh.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Now, time out.
Oh, time.
God damn it. This game is fucking impossible.
I think we had it figured out there, but
we can't get past GDV level of 48 3. But
and we can't get a higher GDV than 48.
Anyway,
so I was wrong. GDV or 48's great number.
48's a great number. I think it's time we moved on to final shots for final thoughts. I actually do not have a shot port. I know,
me neither.
We were talking about poop for too long.
Well,
as we're wont to do.
It deserves a conversation. You
know? Right. It does deserve
sphincter control.
Man, that is a good question. Like, what if we didn't have sphincter control? What's another, like, what if we didn't have? Like, what if we... I don't know. That one's crazy. Because, like, we need sphincter control so we don't poop everywhere.
I think for a long time, yeah, they definitely would have just been, like, poop everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Until we got honestly, a little more... Until we hit, you know... Maybe things would have been delayed a bit, so maybe in the year 2020, we wouldn't be as advanced as we are.
Right. I feel like...
Because there would have been a lot of focus on poop control.
Although I feel like in the Middle Ages, there was poop everywhere anyway, you know? Like, I don't know. I could be wrong. I wasn't there, but...
And I always imagine the Middle Ages being very dirty. And
I think that stems from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where they're just like the greatest scene where they're just like scooping up mud and putting it into piles. Like the peasants are doing that. It's like the work that they're doing, but they never talk about what they're doing. And it's just like, they're just like in the field scooping up mud and putting it into piles, but talking about how. No, it's not an autonomous society or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
really think about what they're doing in that scene, just because everything else is because he comes in and he's like, "Oh, I'm the king," and they're like, "Well, I didn't vote for him. No, he's the king. You don't vote for a king."
He's appointed by God.
Like, conversation about democracy. Yeah. And all this stuff.
Fucking hilarious. But while that is all happening, they're just piling up mud into a big pile.
True, I guess I don't think about what they're doing. I just focus on the dialogue. It's hilarious.
That's why Monty Python is so good, because the dialogue is fucking brilliant, but also all the other silly things that are happening on screen, like, that make no sense. Like, I don't know. Anyway, final shots for final thoughts, Jerick. Are you ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh, Drake, we are getting better at our in-sync cilantros on the on the quarantine podcast series here. It's been like 15 episodes.
By the time this is over in like 3 years, we'll be perfect.
We'll be perfect. And then once we're back in person, it won't matter because we'll be able to do it in sync every time, you know? So, anyway, final shots for final thoughts. Okay, Drake, how many of Dana's wizard hats out of 10?
Am I going to get
I got a text message. Somebody just got robbed like a block away from my house. I got this new app that tells me all the things that are happening, and I need to not look at it all the time. Like,
yeah.
Literally, somebody just got robbed at gunpoint 2 blocks away from me. Jesus Christ. Not even 2 blocks, a block and a half. But anyway, and so another friend was texting me to say, you all right? Because they know that I'm right there. But anyway, yeah. How many of Dana's Wizards hat? Dana's Wizard hats? Dana's Wizards hats? Where are the Dana's S's?
Wizard hats.
Dana's Wizard hats. How many out of 10 do you give Solomon's?
I think that seems right. I'm going to give it, this is tough.
Yeah, this is tough.
I see the potential.
I honestly had fun.
I feel like there's just, it's a lot of learning the nuances.
Yeah.
Of the puzzle formats and everything. And once you kind of get a grasp of that, you're probably going to be better.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do that through the three levels we played.
Well, honestly, this is not the first time I've played this game.
Okay.
I'm not sure I've ever made it past that third level, but...
it seemed tricky.
I'm pretty sure I have this game, like, on cartridge. Like, I have this game, but...
I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10? I think that's about right.
I enjoy puzzle games of this aspect, and I think...
Given a little more time
and figuring out everything, it might be better than it currently is. I mean, gameplay wise and everything, it's fine. Yeah, everything
it plays works. Well. It works, yeah.
As expected, it's just tricky to figure out, how to go about playing it.
Yeah,
if I was playing this on an arcade, my score might be lower because I'd be pissed about the fact that I'm just constantly pumping quarters into it.
Yeah, like this doesn't feel like a game that I'm for some reason, like if this was in the arcade, I would not be like compelled to keep pumping quarters.
Yeah, this also just doesn't seem like an arcade game.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, a lot of games in the arcades were just like this at the time, like that's what they were. But I don't know. I don't know. Oh, we didn't talk about high score, Drew.
Oh, we didn't talk about high score.
All right. Well, we'll get to that in a second. But yeah, I think I'm going to also just give it a 6, maybe a 6.5. Like, it's not terrible. It's fine. Yeah. But it's definitely a trial and error game. And I couldn't imagine, like, if level 3 is that hard, like, what is level 47 like?
No one knows, man.
Because no one's ever fucking been there. Exactly. I don't know.
Oh, except for...
Oh, what's the speed run?
There is a speed run.
Okay.
By Yogi DeMonk.
Yogi DeMonk?
Yogi DeMonk.
DeMonk. Yogi DeMonk. Okay, Yogi DeMonk. Man. Can beat Solomon's Key speedrun style in, I would say he can do it in 24 minutes and 13 seconds.
You underestimate this person.
I underestimate him. Okay.
He can do it way faster than that.
Oh. How about, well, I'm just like trying to think of like, literally, if I did that first level as fast as possible.
I'm guessing there must be some sort of...
Yeah, is this like an any percent
glitches
or something?
It is any percent.
Okay. Well, then how about like 12 minutes and 13 seconds? I don't know.
Oh, very close. 12 minutes and 27 seconds.
Oh, damn it. Okay, 12 minutes. That's fast.
But like... I think you were probably close for the good ending, which I assume means you have to kind of collect everything.
Yeah, so there's...
levels, and that was about 24, 25 minutes.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. There's actually two items in the... there's two items. There's the time and space configurations or constellations or something. I don't know. They're missing pages from Solomon's Key, from the book. And if you find those pages, then it unlocks a way to find the princess, the fairy princess. And if you find both of those pages and the fairy princess, then you get the good ending. Otherwise, if you don't find those things, you beat the game and Solomon just walks out of the cave and nothing happens. Like that's it. Like there's no, fanfare for him like doing that, but
weird.
I see what this guy's doing that we're not doing, Drake. He shoots a fireball in the demo. He shoots a fireball and kills that thing in the first screen. And then
I know.
But then he gets more fireballs from doing that.
He does?
Yeah, because he got that bag of fireballs.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway, we now know how to play the third level, sort of.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows?
But yeah, let's see. What else do we got here? What do we have, any Amazon reviews or anything?
I do have one Amazon review, actually. I was reading through and I thought it was kind of funny. I will give a trigger warning or whatever. There's a word in here that I would normally not use.
And do we have to use it? I don't know. Is there a way to not use it?
It's okay. It's a derogatory term for a little person.
Ah, I see. Okay. Well, maybe so can we say little person instead?
Yes.
I don't know. Is that even politically correct? I don't know what
now. I think so.
I think so too. But yeah.
But otherwise, it's by somebody named Lone Crow, and it's titled "Too Hard, Too Repetitive." And he goes on to say, "You get 3 lives for the entire game, and the puzzles are so hard it's unreal. You're like this really short elven little person. Derogatory term
right.
for it, with no friends, and goes from room to room looking for keys to open doors, which leads to other rooms, and still you find no way out. Most of you will die by the 4th level, and there is no passwords or saves. So guess what? You're starting over."
There is continuing.
Same level.
Right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Same level and everything. It's like a really bad Atari game. Limited lives, limited everything, including movement. Not recommended on my account. For the kind of people that like these sorts of games, that's the sort of thing they like. Ever play an arcade game? Well, this is what this game is like. Hard.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. He doesn't have the best semantics.
Right.
But that's what it says. Well, this is what this game is like. Hard, based on points, and probably used to drain your children's pockets of allowances back in the 1980s.
It was until you got to level 31.
Yeah. I cannot recommend this to your collection, but if you wish to have it and try it, go ahead. But it isn't fun. And I would be happy to just give mine away.
We should contact that guy and see if he wants to give us his copy of Solomon's
Key. Well, he wrote this review in 2012.
Okay, well, you know what? He probably still has it because I bet nobody took him up on it.
That's probably true.
Actually, I'm gonna email him. I'm going to send him a message on Amazon and see if he'll give me his copy of
Whatever
Solomon's
gives him
Key.
A little notification.
You said he would, is what I'll say.
Yeah, he said he would give it away. He hated it.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
He apparently, but he still gave it 3 stars.
Okay, 3. This is the worst game ever.
Negative overall review, but he gave it 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Not bad. Not bad. Okay.
That was the lowest score anybody gave it.
Was 3 out of 5? Wow. Even like
there were no 1 or 2 out of 5s that were just people saying, "Oh, game doesn't
didn't work." Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's actually surprising for Amazon.
I know, right? I thought so too.
Cool.
But otherwise I can't find there's no professional reviews on like Wikipedia or anything.
Yeah.
There's a brief thing that says something about how it was the 18th most successful table arcade unit of 1986.
Oh, it was a tabletop arcade.
Apparently.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. The which one?
18th? I enjoyed a tabletop.
The 18th best?
18th best.
18th best tabletop game. Okay. I would guess that like in 1986, like Ms. Pac-Man was number 1, and like I have no idea what the rest would be. You know, like I don't know.
No one does.
Cool. Well, yeah, Solomon's Key, I don't know, not bad. I would give it a shot if you've got the Switch online, just give it a shot, Revelers,
yeah.
You know.
I wish Fire and Ice was on here.
Yeah, I imagine it will come if Solomon's Key is on here. Like, why wouldn't they just?
I don't know, because they apparently just don't release games anymore on here.
Yeah, I know. Like, what the fuck, Nintendo? Get with it. Like, especially during COVID, like you're not releasing. Literally, right now, Nintendo's holiday game is Pikmin 3 Deluxe.
We don't know anything. No. Like, fucking tell us something that's going on with Nintendo.
Fucking Pikmin 3 Deluxe, like, it's a port of a Wii U game. That cannot be their holiday offering, you know? But, like, right now, that's what it is.
I don't know what else it would be.
Well, the rumors persist that it is... It's remasters of Mario 64, Sunshine.
It keeps being rumors of that, like the Mario 3D All-Stars.
And because this is the 35th anniversary of Mario, but I just read a tweet from like the most credible leaker. Like, his name is Jeff Grubb, and like people really...
There's supposed to be a supposed... direct or something.
There was a direct this week. There was a mini direct this week. I mean, it was one of the partner showcase directs. Like, I don't know, there was some cool stuff, like the Game Boy games, the Final Fantasy Saga games, which are not quite Final Fantasy games, but kind of Final Fantasy like games.
Final Fantasy Legends,
not Legend. Oh yeah, Legends. No. Yeah, Legends. Oh. Yeah, 1, 2, and 3 are all coming to Switch. The Game Boy versions.
I played Legends 1 back in the day.
Okay, well, those are coming. So that was an announcement. But that was like the indie partner showcase, you know? Like, it wasn't... or maybe not indie partner, but just the partner showcase. It wasn't any actual Nintendo games, you know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. There's also rumors that an actual full-on Nintendo Direct will be happening before September 15th. So, okay. But, you know, that's, again, just rumors. But also, Jeff Grubb, I just read a tweet from him that said, oh, really glad Nintendo will be celebrating Mario's 36th anniversary, meaning the Mario games are coming out in 2021. You know, like, I don't know. And I don't know if that was a joke or what that was, but, cause he's pretty vague with his tweets, but yeah, I don't know.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck is going on over there.
Nobody does. Drink. Anyway, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Solomon's Key, could they do that?
I suppose you can find me at Actorak, which is spelled AKTIRAK.
And you can find me on Twitter at @early_Matt, and early is spelled EARLEY, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at RetroRevelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed, RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do. We would just love to hear from you all. Just say hi. Like we're not even. I'm not even going to ask for anything else. just email us and say hi. You know, we would love it. Let us know you're listening. You know, that'd be great. But also, you know, game suggestions or discussion questions or whatever you want. But
whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just reach out.
But just reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Let's see. What am I missing? Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app, or at least Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Maybe the app Drake has. It might have ratings now.
No one
fucking knows. Just, give us a rating on your favorite podcast app.
Hogwash.
It's all hogwash. Drake, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week. Game on, astrologist.
Game on, astrologists. And we're out, Jerick. We did it.
We did it.
I'm sorry. I got so distracted at the end there.